This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So for this week, what do we have for number five?
We got Meghan Markle, and I feel like we talk about the royals on this show every single week. And, you know, it kind of wears on me a little bit because their life is just, it's so much under a microscope. This time, Meghan Markle announced her pregnancy. So she's 12 weeks along. There's a little bit of a baby bump. The only thing that I find very interesting about this trend, actually, is that there's a theory out there that says the royals change their hair every time before they're expecting a pregnancy so that everybody's looking at their head and not on their baby bump so that they can't prematurely determine that they're going to have a baby before they announce it. So apparently there was some changing of the hair of Meghan Markle, and so people weren't necessarily paying attention to her stomach. Bizarre. But she's expecting her first baby. Yay!
Wow. The hair thing took me for a loop. I never heard of that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So now whenever they get that, like a haircut or they dye their hair or change it, I'm going to be like, who's pregnant?
I'm also like expecting the hair to be like a super drastic, like angsty emo teen change to where they just like cut their hair into like really uncomfortable bangs. And everybody's like, Meghan, you okay? And she's like, oh yeah, no, I just like got an edgy new haircut. And then like a week later, she's like, psych, I'm pregnant. They're like, ah, you got it. I don't
know. That's exactly how it's going to go down. And I hope it does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's true. All right, well, congrats to Meghan and Prince Harry. Got a little baby.
So what did we get for number four?
Our neighbors to the north, they're getting high. Canada is the second country in the world to make weed legalized fully in the entire country. They follow Uruguay, which did it a while ago. It's a big deal. They're the first, basically, they are the first world major economy to legalize recreational marijuana. And it's kind of a green rush going on for all of these businesses in Canada to obtain licenses to sell legalized cannabis. And then there's also a really funny awareness campaign going on right now by the Toronto police to let everybody know that weed is legal and so that you can stop like calling the police on your neighbors for smoking weed to be like, hey guys, it's chill, everything's fine, it's legal. You know, pop up to Canada and you see people smoking weed, it's legal.
I don't have a problem with this. My only thing is heavy machinery and driving. You can't really tell when somebody was just smoking weed because it stays in your system for like a month. Let's say there's like a car accident and it's not a big deal, but they have THC on them. And it just so happened you can't prove he smoked it that hour. You can't prove that he smoked it that day. You could say, hey, I was smoking 3 weeks ago. And it's perfectly logical. I'm just curious to see how those kind of situations are going to be handled.
That's true. I wonder if there's going to be, they're able to do some sort of, you know, instantaneous breathalyzer to determine if it's actually in their system as of, you know, a little bit ago rather than just doing some sort of a blood test or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. And I also feel like public perception is a little bit skewed around being high and driving. I feel like people don't necessarily understand that that is driving under the influence.
Right.
I think it's a little bit okay, which it is not.
Yeah, you know, my father, he works at a steel company, and it's all these heavy machineries, and there have been, like, deaths where, you know, cranes, this dude's lifting up like a ton of steel, literally like it's a huge amount of steel, and he's high and he'll drop it on somebody. Like it's things like that have happened, and it's because somebody was under the influence. So I'm like, you know, if you're smoking weed, which is fine, everybody's done it at some point, I don't really care. But if you're at work, right, like, can they not hire you because of it? Like, hey, we're dealing with heavy machinery. There's no way you can be like high at all when dealing with it. Or can companies not do that because it's legal?
That's a good point.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see how this works out. It's the little details that I don't think people are really looking at. And that's where I'm most interested.
Yeah, on a macro level, sure, it's great. You know, there's a lot of medicinal purposes. It's also, you know, pretty harmless generally. So people can make the decisions that they want to make. Everybody's adults. But, yeah, when it comes to the small stuff like that, I don't know. I'm sure that they're going to have to figure that out. I would assume there's going to be some sort of policy in place when you're dealing with heavy machinery. But if it's legal, it's like, well, you can't not hire me because I have weed in my system because right. it's a legal drug. Yeah, I don't know. We'll follow this one closely, Mason. Let's keep an eye on it.
Absolutely. So for number three, what do we get there?
Oh, my God. Everybody's hopping on the trend. We got Buffalo Wild Wings and their barbecue pumpkin spice sauce. Everybody's doing the pumpkin spice this time of year. And, I see it. You know, we're talking about it on the radio right now. Buffalo Wild Wings is getting the publicity they want. And it's the time of year that everybody likes pumpkin spice everything, and it's kind of turned into just a ridiculous gimmick that everybody hops on because every single person in the world makes some sort of pumpkin spice something. But yeah, they've got the pumpkin spice sauce in their restaurants right now. There's also at least one Buffalo Wild Wings in every single state in the United States. There's over 1,200 locations, so if you want to go try this pumpkin spice chicken, you can go. Odds are there's one pretty close to you around there somewhere. But yeah, there's 20-plus sauce options available, and that, you know, pumpkin spice joins that long list. But everybody's hopping on that every fall, the pumpkin spice trend.
What about apple cider? I mean, apple cider in the fall, I think, is overlooked because it is one of the best things to have. You warm up some apple cider, you put a little bit of whipped cream on top of it, and boom, that's like, for me, that means fall. Why are we on apple cider, right?
That's a good cue. I feel like maybe apple cider might be a little bit more of a Midwestern situation.
Really?
I mean, I personally wasn't really accustomed to the apple cider game growing up as a child in San Diego. So I don't know, maybe I missed out.
Dude, they should do it and bring it to the East and the West Coast because they never experienced it, right? Like pumpkin sauce, get this pumpkin stuff. It's overdone. Everybody's doing it. Somebody needs to jump on apple cider and be like, this is the new thing.
I wholeheartedly agree. We're going to reach a point where we just can't make anything else pumpkin spice.
Exactly.
And the bubble's going to burst. So we got to figure out some sort of other fall flavor to saturate the market with. And that could be the apple cider. I think maybe you're on to something there.
What we get for number two?
Number two, this one's pretty interesting. It's fake moon. And there's a province in southeast China that has plans, southwestern China, that has plans to launch an artificial moon into space in 2020. And it would orbit the Earth, and it would also reflect the sun during the nighttime onto their specific region of the Earth to replace streetlights because they're spending a lot of power lighting up streets at night. And so if they put this fake moon into space, reflects the sun, they'd get rid of the streetlights. And so it's kind of an outrageous plan. There's 14 million people that live in this specific region of China. And they're like, dude, let's get a freaking moon up there. Let's stop spending money on streetlights and bada bing, bada boom. Kind of an odd plan, especially when you think about maybe the nocturnal animals. Like, how sunny or how bright is this fake moon going to be? But I kind of like it. I think it's interesting.
I haven't heard of this. And as you were talking, I thought to myself, this is a scam. This sounds like a big old scam where they're sitting there saying, yeah, we're going to help people. We're going to build this big old thing. And we're going to launch it into the space and blah, blah, blah. And it's really just a way to cover up poor government spending. Because there's no way that this would work.
Yeah, it seems like a completely outrageous plan. I mean, launching a moon into space
right?
to light us up, to get rid of streetlights. Yeah, you're right. It's an outrageous plan. Yeah, it could be. It's also like, I don't know, it's kind of got the Death Star vibe
yeah.
a little bit, like launching some artificial planetary thing into space. I don't know if it'll actually happen.
Well, if they said we were launching a moon into space because we needed more shade, I don't know, for like the sun or something to do with like the environment, I would sit there and say, okay, I can kind of see that float, but street lamps?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, how much power could street lamps actually,
exactly.
Could
exactly.
actually be using? It's also like, let's get some freaking solar power out there, dude. Come on.
And if that was really a problem, why hasn't New York or Chicago launched a moon? Because we use a lot of money on street lamps, right?
That's very true. Maybe New York's planning a moon launch soon. They're just keeping it under wraps.
They're going to launch it together. It's going to be like a little sister moons. We're going to be like Jupiter soon. We're going to have all these little moons.
God, so silly. The director of the Institute of Optics at the Harbin University of Technology in China, guy's name's Ken Kang Wyman. He's the head of it, dude. Said that they would emit a dusk light glow. Let's get Kang on next week's show. Let's grill this guy. Kang, yeah, what's this all about?
And then he's going to disappear for 5 months like that actress did. And then I'll feel horrible.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to keep a close eye on this one, too, because artificial moon. What are you guys covering up?
What do we get for number one?
This is an outrageous trend. It's Golden Girls cereal. No, not Golden Grahams, Golden Girls, like the show. They just made a cereal, and it's on sale in select Target stores, and it features anime-style illustrations of all the characters on it, and it's super rare. Everybody's going to Target to buy this. It's out. It's gone. People are selling them on eBay. They're getting expensive. They're $8 a box in the store, but now they're getting sold on eBay for $30.50, so somebody's really slanging a nice profit here. And it's like it's kind of a multi-grain loop shaped type of cereal. It's just so odd, you know. What spurred Golden Girls to come up with their own cereal, and now it's trending number one on Google? Quite bizarre.
Anything 80s has been trending for a while now, all that retro stuff, so I'm not shocked. And Golden Girls was a very good show. I remember the reruns, watching them with my grandmother, and I love them. It's like I Love Lucy. Those are good shows. But you know, did they like take Sugar Smacks or something and just put their face on it? I'm curious, what is, like, is the cereal like Honey Nut Cheerios? Like, what do you mean they're loopy?
That's a good question. I think that they specifically created their own variety of cereal.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that they just grabbed another one and then stuck their logo on it or their faces. The description that I've heard is it's multi-grain, blue in color,
wow,
and loop-shaped, which is unlike anything that I can recall in the cereal game thus far.
You're right. What is blue? I'm thinking Fruity Pebbles, but that's red too, right?
Nothing is specifically blue. I mean, we've got some shades of blue in Fruit Loops for sure. I mean, Lucky Charms has a little bit of blue in there with some of the charms. But a specifically straight blue cereal, I don't think that's out there.
No, I don't think so either. All right, so this is pretty unique. I'm not going to pay more than $8, though. I'm going to tell you that much.
Absolutely not. I agree.
What was the most watched YouTube video of this week?
Yeah, it was a segment on the James Corden show called Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts with John Hamm. And it's a long video. It's like 15 minutes. I watched half of it. And it's pretty interesting. They've got this array of disgusting food in front of them. Bird saliva, a smoothie of a chili cheese hot dog, something like that. A cooked tarantula, just like disgusting food. And they read each other questions, and you can either answer the question, the very controversial questions, or you can eat the food in front of you. It's disgusting, and they eat the food, and it's gross. And the questions aren't even like that. I don't know. They're just sensitive, and they don't want to. The questions kind of throw other people under the bus. And so, yeah, James eats that freaking tarantula. It's so gross. I would answer the question. I'm not eating a tarantula no matter what. I would do anything.
You know, I was looking at some of the stuff on that table, and I was thinking there's probably only four things that I didn't eat. Because they had one that was the cow blood and pork tongue jelly. And yeah. I've had cow blood before, and I've also had, you know, pork tongue. And the jelly, it's just gelatinous because it's fatty. So I'm like, I've ate that, so that's no problem. I've had pig's feet before. The fish eye, I've eaten fish right out the river. That's no problem. Right, so I'm like, okay, like, this isn't bad. And I was like, bird saliva? And I was like, okay, the bird saliva I may have problems with, but if I can get through these questions or just give him the food.
Yeah.
I was like, it would have worked
in my
favor.
Saliva, the bird saliva could either be really chill if it's just, you know, like kind of like a lukewarm kind of a viscous type of substance without a lot of taste, whatever. I can down that. But man, I don't know. It could have a weird decaying to it. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Also, how are they getting this bird saliva? Are they milking these birds?
Okay, so that one is interesting because I actually know that one. So it's a traditional Chinese soup. I love watching the cooking channel, so leave me alone. Anyways, it's a traditional Chinese soup. And they get these bird nests off the side of like caves or something. And they they cook it down, the bird nest. And the bird, when they're preparing their nest, they obviously use their beak and they use their spit. So when you cook the nest itself, it breaks down and the water then becomes bird saliva.
Wow. You are a knowledgeable woman.
And you, speaking of knowledge, I thought these questions were going to be knowledge-based. I was like, oh, this is like Fear Factor, and they're going to ask each other, like, you know, where's Mount Rushmore, you know? Where's London located, right? And I thought, like, that's going to trip them up. But instead, they're like, no, who was your worst guest? And I was like, ooh, this is juicy.
It's juicy, but, like, man, I can't believe James didn't answer that. I would have answered that in a heartbeat. Because it's also, like, is the person really going to be that upset if you're like, yeah, he just wasn't that good. Sorry about it. We're living in such a sensitive society. James should be able to say who his least favorite guest is. It's fine. Sometimes you just don't gel.
Not just that. I would have said my friend. I'd have been like, oh, you know, it's such and such. It's celebrity A. And then, you know, later on, I can call him up and be like, I just really didn't want to eat that tarantula. And I knew you still love me. So why not?
Totally. And it would have been better for the show, too, because that would have been some juicy hot goss.
Right. And then you can have your friend come back and be like, you know, we still love each other. Right. It could have been a whole bit. See, we planned this out, Justin. We had this planned.
Man, we should write for James Corden. All right, whatever. They missed the opportunity.
All right, Justin, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.